From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, October 3rd. The city of Chico has renewed its contract with the nonprofit Safe Space to provide emergency sheltering during periods of dangerously hot or cold temperatures. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
The new contract comes after the previous one lapsed in July. Last month, the city said the contract was pending minor changes and expected to be finalized soon. But when NSPR followed up on Tuesday, no movement had been made on the contract. The following day, the contract had been renewed. During the more than 2 months the contract sat unsigned, no cooling centers were provided in Chico during multiple days of dangerous heat. The new contract lasts for a year and can be extended. It increases the amount of funds the city can provide to Safe Space each month, but does not increase the annual cap, which is $50,000 a year. Executive Director Hillary Crosby says the increased monthly allotment will help the nonprofit provide more aid, as the previous cap kept them from using all the funds allocated. Other changes include a request for Safe Space to distribute flyers to businesses around their shelters, with information on how to contact the nonprofit about issues caused by shelter residents. Safe Space will provide cooling centers for the city during extreme heat and overnight warming centers during the winter months. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
California officials are preparing for another year of extreme weather in 2025. The California Department of Water Resources recently released a report ahead of the new water year, highlighting the major factors that are expected to affect California's climate. Amidst a year of dangerous heat and wildfires, officials warn the public that the future of California's water is likely to be similarly extreme. In its report, DWR says state officials need to plan for more intense fluctuations in California's water supply. This means very dry summers with hot temperatures similar to what the state saw this year, as well as single event storms in the winter that may cause flash flooding due to very dry soils. Compared to previous years, the agency says California's water supply is in good standing moving into fall. Officials report Lake Oroville, the state water project's largest reservoir, is currently fuller than average for this time of year. However, La Niña conditions are likely to leave the reservoir and others across the state drier than normal, with minimal rain predicted this winter. Officials say this year's report should be a wake-up call for leaders in the state to prepare and plan for more extreme conditions in the future. In other news, working on demolishing 4 dams on the Klamath River is now complete, on budget and ahead of schedule. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement yesterday. It's a major milestone in the Klamath River Restoration Project, the largest such project in U.S. history. The Yurok and Kuruk tribes and environmentalists had mounted a decades-long campaign to dismantle the dams, claiming they were seriously degrading the Klamath River's ecology and depleting the endangered Chinook salmon population. In 2020, the dam's owner, PacifiCorp, signed an agreement with California, Oregon, and the tribes, removing the last obstacle to the dam's removal. Work began in March of 2023. Now over 400 miles of river and 2,000 acres of previously submerged land on the Upper Klamath need to be restored. In the release from the governor's office, Yurok Tribal Chairman Joseph James said dismantling the dams is an expression of the tribe's duty to maintain balance in the world, saying, quote, "That is why we fought so hard for so long to tear down the dams and bring the salmon home." For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
It's Fat Bear Week, the time of year when the public can weigh in on what Alaskan brown bear they think is the chunkiest and best suited to weather the winter. This annual competition is sponsored by the National Park Service. Pictures and bios of contending bears like Chunky, Grazer, and Bucky Dent are posted on the competition's website to help voters make an informed decision. The crowned bear won't get more than acknowledgement, but the fattest bear has the best chance of emerging from its winter den in spring. Ballots are at explore.org and must be in by Tuesday. And finally, a reimagined take on the classic 1980s film The Breakfast Club is debuting at the Blue Room Theater in Chico this week. In her directional debut, Samantha Shaner will bring this adaptation of that iconic film to life with the ongoing message that high school never changes.
How people perceive you is still very relevant today, especially among high schoolers or junior high schoolers. You know, there are those cliques and there are those people. And so it's unmasking the, you know, curtain of that and seeing that these kids have home lives that maybe aren't what they appeared to be.
The show also marks the Blue Room's first theatrical performance in its new venue on West 1st Street. The previous location was forced to close its doors after 25 years due to impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's really awesome. We've used all of the space that this building has to offer. We're really trying some new things here. And the story is just really cool. And these young actors are just phenomenal.
The play is called Detention. It starts tonight and will run for 3 weeks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And those are your headlines for Thursday, October 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.